It is not just because Jesus suggests this prayer that it is such a great prayer, although that would be reason enough. But it really, in such a few words, encaptures what it means to pray. Jesus first, before he even gives us the prayer, reminds us that we don't pray in order to inform God of something. God knows what we need even before we ask. Prayer is not for the benefit of God, it's for the benefit of us, to show our faith and our trust in God in the things for which we pray. But even more than that, this prayer contains so many elements of what makes good prayer. There is a statement about who God is, that he is in fact our Father. There is a statement about the fact that we are never alone in our prayer, we are always part of a community. It's our Father who art in heaven, not my Father who art in heaven. It is praying and a hope-filled prayer that the kingdom of God will become manifest, that his will be done on earth. We know it's done in heaven. We pray for the things we need for a given day. We pray for forgiveness and to forgive. And we pray that whatever befalls us, God may always be with us. And as if to underscore the point, the very next verses after this prayer say, well, you've got to forgive. If you don't forgive others, God won't forgive you. As if we might not hear it in the prayer, he wants to make sure his disciples, in fact, do hear that forgiveness is the way in which our hearts are freed. Maybe it's the case that we haven't thought much about the prayer. We say it, we've learned it probably as little kids, and we know it. It's familiar to us. But maybe something to do today would be simply to pray it slowly, thinking about the words we say, thinking about what we're asking God for, thinking about the ways in which we trust in God and are dependent upon God for love and mercy.